Day number 6 of the 30-day podcast experiment in November, because this is November the 6th. It is a Sunday, and it's probably going to be a short one because it's a Sunday. It's a day of rest. Okay, so now daylight savings time is over. We're back. Everybody's back on standard time in all of the four major time zones in the United States of America. I was thinking about this, and I just wanted to give you a heads up, at least something that I experience that I don't want people to waste their money on in certain instances. Now, I'm a big fan of not only wristwatches, but atomic watches. Love the atomic, because they set themselves, right? They pick up a signal and from the area I'm at, because I'm in Arizona, the state of Arizona. They're supposed to pick up a signal from my area in Denver, okay? And they pick up the signal, and they set themselves, and they stay on time, supposedly. Well, I've been finding out for the past few years, I bought two atomic watches. And I don't blame anybody in particular, but one's a Timex and another's a Casio. And in general, they work well. However, I started to notice, realize, I guess, at some point, that they weren't setting themselves correctly, because I would compare them to the time on the internet and the atomic clocks and all, you know, and they weren't being set properly. They weren't setting themselves properly. So after talking to a guy who actually repairs watches and stuff like that, he told me, because of where I'm at, I'm in Tucson, Arizona, because of where I'm at, he's noticed consistent problems with atomic watches setting properly, at least in this area. Now, maybe if I were in Denver, it'd work. Maybe if I were in another geographical location, it would work. But maybe because I'm surrounded somewhat by mountains to the north, the west, and the east, and probably even to the south, that the signal, maybe we're just having signal problems, but he's noticed in this area, Tucson, Arizona, Pima County, Arizona, that there have been some issues with atomic watches, atomic clocks, etc., properly setting themselves. Maybe not so much atomic clocks if you put them up, because I noticed that some people are putting their atomic clocks like way up at the top of the ceiling in a building or something, and maybe those clocks are picking up the signals properly. Maybe. But I've had problems. So I'm going to recommend that you reconsider purchasing an atomic watch or atomic clock before you do. And just to give you a heads up on daylight savings time and stuff like that, keep in mind that for 2012, March 11th is when we will go back to daylight savings time. And I'm getting this information off of the United States Naval Observatory website, I believe it is, USNO. So if you go to, I don't know, I'm looking at the route that I'm looking at is aa.usno.navy.mil. And then the FAQs and the frequently asked questions section, there's a little chart that tells you when daylight saving time ends and begins. So if you go to that webpage, a website, you should be able to find it there. So that's just, I just don't want you wasting your money on atomic clocks or atomic watches, and turns out they don't work for you. And I'm looking for clocks and watches that set themselves via the internet. So if you come across any, by all means, let me know. It's slick@radioexiles.com or slickshow@gmail.com or slick@techtalkradio.com. Thank you very much. All right, so that's my podcast for today. Podcast30days.com is the website if you want more information on the 30-day podcast experiment. Podcast30days.com. And I'm out for another day. As an alarm goes off, I have an appointment. Gotta go.